Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the 11 Australia podcast series. My name is Mark Ipovitz and I'll be your host today for this exciting chat with two of America's top performing sales consultants, Ian DeRusso from Evolve Salon Systems and Miley Lowe from Beauty Solutions. Both Ian and Miley have been leading the charge for their distributors in their respective territories with 11 Australia, and I want to get some more insight from them to see how they are going about it and what's setting them apart from other sales consultants selling the brand in the USA. Miley and Ian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hey there. Thank you.
Absolute privilege to have you both here. I've been really pumped about this one. Just to get us started, I think we should definitely get a brief intro on yourselves for our listeners. Miley, I might start with you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, who you work for, and which territory do you work in?
So my name is Miley. I work for Beauty Solutions. It's a California-based distributor, and I'm in the Sacramento area.
I've heard great things about Sacramento. I've actually got a good friend there, my mate Paul. I'll get him to listen to this. I've got to come out and see him soon. So when I do that, I'll make sure I pop in and visit you too. But that's
Please
great.
Do.
You're working for a great company. You're doing great things out there, Miley. And Ian, how about yourself, mate? Tell us a bit about yourself, who you work for, and where you're based.
Thanks, Mark. My name's Ian. I work for Evolve Salon Systems out of New England. And I'm sure you're a little bit familiar. Your buddy Joe came out of there, but I cover the seacoast of New Hampshire and a little bit of the top of Maine and the northern part of Massachusetts as well. So a little bit of a mixed territory, but it does pretty good.
It is a beautiful area, Ian. We may as well tell our listeners now, I had the privilege of coming out in the road with you when we launched Evolve all those years ago. We had a great time, man. I've got fond memories of that trip. I was actually looking back on photos of that trip the other day and it was awesome time. So you're very lucky to be working out in that area. So Miley, you're fairly new to Beauty Solutions. How did you climb the ranks with 11 Australia so quickly to become the most successful sales consultant in your company with the brand?
I've only been with Beauty Solutions for about a year and a half now. So I did have Gabe come out with me, early on, maybe my second month out in the field. He came out with me and we cold called a few salons together. And I think being with him kind of helped really educate me on the brand and the culture. And it just spoke to me in a different sort of way. His support, you know, in the car together and just kind of pitching to salons with him really gave me some good insight. Other than that, I think it's just been one of my first brands that I pull out of my portfolio when I'm talking to salons, just because it's newer, it's fresher, and it's super simple. That's just been like the wave of word of mouth since then, really. I mean, salons love it, and other salons and stylists see that, and they have that, you know, networking connection within the industry and in the city, really. So it's been really helpful, just the word of mouth.
Yeah, I know Gabe's done a great job out there working with a lot of your crew. Obviously, Gabe is based out in your direction, so that would help a lot. I take it going out with a distributor manager for a brand, Miley, that must really be a huge help for someone like yourself when you're just getting started.
It was extremely helpful. We had a blast that day. I mean, that was when I closed my first bigger salon and my first 11 intro, you know, just a couple months onto the job. So it took a couple, you know, it took a few weeks for them to finally decide, but it just started a big upswing from there. It gave me that confidence, and then seeing how happy the salon was really ensured that it was a good brand for me to push. So, you know, overall, great success.
Yeah, that's great. Ian, you've been the leading consultant of 11 Australia at Evolve for more than 2 years now. I know you've got some of your work colleagues that have been chasing very hard on your heels for some time now, but you continue to hold them off and hold them off, and you're still there at the top, you know, more than 2 years on. Mate, what are you doing and how are you doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult. I can tell you that. It's trying to get in front of the right people. I mean, you want to get in front of the right salons and you want to set up appointments. I mean, being in front of the salon, having no distractions, being able to present the brand and tell the story and be able to show them what the brand has to offer. It's more than just price. I mean, the product performs. It is something that is special for the salon, and it helps really capture retail dollars, and it gives a ton of education. It's got the total package, and what more can you ask for when it comes to a brand?
Mate, I remember when we went on the road together. geez, you set us up well that day. You got us some great appointments. We had prospects who you had obviously worded up in advance of us walking in. So we're really able to make the most of that time. What I loved about what you did was we had the undivided attention of every salon owner that we walked into, literally. And the way you set me up, the way we worked together in those meetings, man, like, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. And I've been out on the road with a lot of sales consultants before, and it's still very rare that you get set up as well as you had us set up that day. So I just want to say well done to you, man. That was bloody awesome.
Well, it's easy to have two good looking guys come in and be able to present and tell the story. I mean, I will be honest with you, after you left and I got to have my follow up appointment, they were definitely a little googly eyed over you. So I'll give you that.
Mate, I'm flattered, and big shout out to all those salons that we caught up with all those years ago. Hope everyone's still doing well. And I hope most of you out there have still got the brand and 11's doing well for you. Miley, what do you feel 11 does differently to other brands in your portfolio?
11 has like this modern, unpretentious, really cool vibe aesthetically and performance-wise with the marketing. Also, I think it's because it's a smaller SKU line. It's not so overwhelming. There's no redundancy. It's super important for a lot of the salons that I'm visiting to help close that sale and reinforce the sale of a good purchase, helps them feel safe because it's not so many items to learn about. I don't know how other salons and stylists can learn and properly diagnose a brand or a product when there's over 100 different options. It's too much. So I think that really helps dial it in and makes everybody more confident at the end of the day. Also, it being affordable, I find that clients are way more inclined to purchase those extras they wouldn't normally consider otherwise. Instead of just getting one or two of the essentials, they're definitely more prone to picking up four items.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the minimal SKU count for the range, I can speak to that. I mean, I've been with the brand for over 7 years now, and whilst it does continue to grow, we are only bringing out products that are really much needed. And even today, I mean, if you exclude our travel sizes, I'm pretty sure we're only at around 30 products in the range, which you're right. I mean, a lot of brands have 60, 80, 100 products in the line. And how's a stylist supposed to navigate that? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Ian, I'm just wondering, in your opinion, what's the most underrated characteristic of 11 Australia?
To touch on it, I mean, you and Miley hit the nail on the head. I mean, the performance is, bar none, one of the reasons why this brand does so well. I mean, there's no dogs in the line. Every single product performs. It says what it does. I mean, Joey said it best. Hair care doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to work. And it does. I mean, between that and the fact that they have a phenomenal social media presence, it's simple. And anybody can pick up any of those products and know what it does. And that's what it says it does. It's going to actually perform the way it's supposed to. And that's all the consumer wants to do.
Yeah, it's so true, Ian. The simplicity and the performance. How many times have you been told, like, wow, this brand's just blown me away. I'm absolutely shocked at how well it works on the hair. Guys, I'm really interested to hear how you both pitch 11 to your prospect salons, because clearly whatever you're doing is working. I mean, you two are two of the top sales consultants in the whole of North America. Could both of you share with our listeners an approach with the brand that's bringing you the most success when you're presenting it? Ian, I might actually get you to start off if that's okay.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it's always having an appointment. I mean, I look at it as similar to selling color. You want to sit down, you want to have an appointment, and I always start with why. I mean, why carry a brand in your salon? What's most important to you, whether it's the ingredients in the brand or what they stand for or the performance of the products. I mean, you want to really bring something into your salon that speaks the same language that your salon puts out as a product. And with 11 Australia, you don't have to worry. They have the price, they have the ingredients, they have the education. It's a brand that speaks to almost any demographic of a customer that comes in, and it's easy to talk about. And what I do is I go into the salon and I talk about the story. I talk about the 11 reasons to love 11 Australia. And I really make a point to talk about the ingredients. But at the end of the brand presentation book, it has a page that talks about all the products. And it has a quote from Joey that says, hair care doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to work. And when they can see the page with the planogram and that quote from Joey, I mean, that is the nail on the coffin. And they look at that brand and see, this is something that would look phenomenal in my salon. And after that, getting Miracle in their hands, Miracle is one of the best products that I've come across. And when you smell it, you fall in love with it, and they're sold by then. It's easy to talk about.
Ian, that's great. You're setting yourself up really well. A, you're getting the appointment. B, you're asking great questions. And what you know is 11 has thought about every question that any salon owner could possibly throw at you and know that the response you can offer in return is going to be something that they're really going to be impressed by. And I love that about the brand. It makes selling it so easy. I believe you mentioned something there about a brand book, Ian. Just tell us exactly what you're thinking. When you talk about the brand book, are you talking about the A3 brand book, which each campaign we do, we release a new one? Is that what you're taking in?
Absolutely. I mean, the one I have in front of me is the Byron Bay. I mean, they've done a ton of phenomenal collections, and it's really nice to see the creative side of what this brand has to offer. It's not just the products, like the imagery is bar none some of the best that I've come across of any of the brands that we sell. And they're always come out with new content, new social media, new imagery that I can only imagine how much it would cost for any other company to do it. But I know with 11 Australia, it's just part of who they are and their culture. It's really incredible to have in your back pocket to bring to the salons.
Ian, some great stuff you brought up. I know in my years selling the brand, my approach has changed and evolved over time. But when I think back to our time on the road, you know, and was that the first time you actually had the opportunity to sell 11, it worked so well. I remember we walked in and we had the A3 brand book, and you literally looked at the salon owner and said, thanks so much for your time. You handed them the A3 brand book and said, take a look at this and let me know what you think. Yes. I remember very clearly us doing that, and they were just mesmerized by the beautiful imagery, how good the products looked, the stunning quotes that were throughout it that really resonated with them. And I think any sales consultant listening who goes, you know what, it's not that hard. You literally hand them the book, you let them just flick through it. And by the way, when you do that, Ian, what we did very well was we just remained silent. I mean, we just let them get their own thoughts going. And then, you know, so what did you think? And it just opened up so many great questions from them. And we had a lot of success that day. So I really love that you brought up the approach and that you're still using the brand book, Ian.
I love it. I mean, it's such a tool to use when you're prospecting new accounts or even existing accounts for new stylists, or even just to have a staff meeting or what we call a team huddle to just talk with stylist and really say, hey, this is a brand that you have, and this is something that you can offer your clients, and it's easy to talk about.
It really is easy to talk about. Ian, I love how you set yourself up so well. When you're booking a meeting to sit down with a salon owner, how much time are you needing to present 11? Is it 15 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? Because I know being in the position that you two are in, sometimes you only get 15 minutes. Sometimes you only get 10. What do you find there?
It's a great question, Mark. I usually book off a half hour if I can. I mean, if they have 15 minutes, I can really get to the nitty gritty of the brand, but I like to always have a follow-up and take time from the salon owner to really give them the chance to get entrenched with the brand and ask the right questions, because they have so much going on throughout the day. And now with everything going on with COVID-19, having time on video chat or even times that they're not behind the chair, that's the best time to meet with them, and having the ability to have no distractions and have them in front of you, just full attention. Any time you can get in front of them, that's the best you can have, because they're ready to purchase when they're sitting down, they're focused, and they don't have all this other stuff going on because they're thinking about the next client. They're thinking about when they can take a break, when they can eat lunch. And if you can get them to focus on the business part of the sales aspect of their business, then you'll be setting yourself up for success. So,
Ian, would you say it's best to present any brand, let alone 11 Australia, an environment where the salon owner doesn't have the distractions that go on within the salon? For example, you might want to be in the office, or you may want to take them to a local cafe, or, you know, as you said, even having their attention on a video conference these days is actually working. You can share your screen and stuff. But do you agree that trying to get them and get their undivided attention with no distractions is a benefit?
100%. I mean, when you're in the salon, like I said, you're thinking about your next person. You're thinking about what's going on in behind the chair. And when they can focus, and we always recommend at Evolve to take time to, as a salon owner, book some time to focus on the business, when you can meet with your rep and your consultant and really focus on your planning and how you can set up your next couple of weeks for promotions and team meetings and just focus more on the business. I find that salon owners that really take that time are more successful and in the long run make more money and have more success with brands, especially a brand like 11. And with Evolve, that's one of the first things we ask is for an appointment, because we find it's the best way to get the attention of the salon owner.
It's so true. The biggest killer, it still haunts me today. You're just delivering a beautiful presentation. How good's this going? And that bloody phone rings. And then they have to run and get it or yell out to someone to go get it. And then 2 minutes later, you're back in the swing and it's going beautifully and the phone rings again. Oh, I just think it's so important. If we can be presenting this brand, or any brand for that matter, with minimal distractions, there's no question that's going to help us get it in. Ian, love that, mate. Thanks so much. And Miley, tell us about how you're approaching your pitch with 11.
Yeah, you know, kind of like what Ian said, it's a lot about discovery of the salons that you're going into, you know, making those rounds on your rotation and visiting your current salons you do business within, and also those prospect salons, you know, on a biweekly basis is super important. That way you can kind of visualize and see how the existing products they have in their salon are moving. You can see the dust collecting on things sometimes. You know, it may be a beautiful brand they already have, but it's not moving anywhere. So it's always really good to keep an eye on those types of things, on your competitors, or just, like I said, the discovery. You know, if you're communicating with the salon owners, you can really kind of fine tune of what drives them and what tool you can bring out best to, you know, kind of narrow them down into a product line that will bring them better sales and, you know, better clientele. So it's all about the brand balance. 11 Australia is perfect for that because it won't take away from their other line they may already have and love and, if, you know, want to continue with, but it will bring an emphasis out and fill in those gaps, what they may be missing out on, whether it be in the market or even product-wise. 11's products are so multi-use. Also, the price point will help capture those who may have walked away from their hair appointment with nothing just because of the other brand they have is so expensive or it's overwhelming. This gives them an option to make it simple, fill in that those gaps, balance out their other brand, make sales with both. So brand balance is a really good tactic that I use going in those more scary salons that you think, oh, they wouldn't want this brand in there. They sure as hell do. They want it. It works. You know, it really brings clarity to have maybe two lines in. I think that's helped. Also, the brand book is really a great tool as well. The imagery just kind of seals the deal. I agree with Ian on that. And yeah, not being too aggressive, of course, and getting those appointments is really important. You got to have that time. But I think, again, it goes back to the discovery, like what will speak to this salon, you know? Is this a salon that like has a green circle salon? Are they going to want to know about the give back program and, you know, being PETA certified or the clean ingredients? Or is this a salon that's really fashion forward and edgy? You know, they like that it's small SKUs, the bright packaging, looks very Urban Outfitters. There's all these different facets to 11 that really will speak to every salon out there. It makes it easy.
Yeah, some great points there, Miley. You know, brand balance is so important. And I know our 11 Australia North American team, Gabe and Jeff, have actually been doing some work during this time, hosting video conference meetings, really narrowing in on the importance of brand balance. Because as sales consultants, we all want to be in the best salons. We want to be in the A-grade salons that can be very daunting to walk into. But Miley, it seems for you that you're able to walk into these high-end salons and not be scared or daunted because you know how important brand balance is. And most of these salons are carrying really expensive brands, and we guarantee that a lot of their clients, whilst a lot can afford to buy the expensive brands, there's a lot that either don't want to spend that sort of money on a product or can't afford to. So why wouldn't you have this brand that is so high performing, that is so high quality? And yes, it just happens that it's just a bit more affordable. And that means they can walk out of the salon with great hair products as well as, you know, really an enjoyable experience in terms of the service. It's a no-brainer. You mentioned something else as well earlier. You said something like, this is just a brand that it just doesn't collect dust on the shelf. And I was actually having this conversation with a business consultant in my team only this week, and they were talking about that exact thing. And a particular salon was looking to put 11 Australia in, and they were just sick of the brand that they had on the shelf that was just collecting dust. And she's like, this is a brand that does not collect dust. And she said, you just need to trust me. You need to take the plunge on this, and I will make sure that we make it work. And I mean, the amount of salons I've seen in my time who, when they finally bite the bullet, the first thing they will say to you is, why didn't I do this earlier? I am absolutely amazed by how well this brand sells. My clients are loving it. And we've all seen it. You've both seen it. And a lot of listeners out there have seen it too. Like, this is a great brand as a DSC to be pushing into your salons because it makes them a lot of money and their clients absolutely love it. So Miley, some awesome stuff there. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah. You know, I wanted to add in, even with brands that are Beauty Solutions sells, even other brands that I have in my existing salons, I'm not hesitant to still tack on 11 as an additional brand. Sometimes I notice maybe this brand that you've had for a while that, you know, I still want to keep them on board with that brand because obviously it works for some portions of their clients and within their salon. I still want to push the 11 to go in there too. And maybe say, hey, you know, this one isn't really moving that well anymore or as much. You're not doing all the 70 products, you know, let's get something else going in here. Let's get some money in here. And, you know, this is going to really give you a fresh start, but yet still keeping them as my clients with everything else. So that's another good tool to think about.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you've just got to give them the opportunity to take it. The worst thing they're going to say is, oh, look, Miley, it's okay. We actually don't want to do that right now. But as you're finding, a lot of salons are happy to jump on with the brand. It is gaining a lot of momentum. There's a lot of great word out there about how much success this brand is bringing our salons. So I think that's awesome. You're prepared to ask the question. Ian, all salespeople have their favorite brands to sell. What makes 11 Australia a favorite for you?
I mean, not only is it a favorite for me, it's actually my wife's favorite brand. And every time I bring something home, she's always like, oh, unless it's 11 Hydrate, I don't want to look at it. Don't bring it home if it's not that. So I'll give you that. And for me, it's so simple. It relates to everybody. It's young, it's fresh, it's innovative. They have everything going for it. I mean, the social media presence, the marketing, the branding, the performance of the products. I mean, something that anybody can look at the back of the bottle and understand what it says. I mean, it's color safe. It's an easy brand to present. And for that, I mean, how could it not be a favorite? It's easy to sell. And for us, it's all about helping the salon make more money because who doesn't want to grow?
So true. As a sales consultant, you know, with a portfolio of brands, you'd be crazy right now not to be having a red hot crack at 11 Australia. As you said, it's our job to help our salons make more money. And that's what we do. And that's what we want to see for our salons. Why wouldn't you be putting forward a brand that we know absolutely works and absolutely brings more money to their business? You reeled off some really good points there, Ian. And mate, we're so happy to have your support behind the brand. So thank you. Ian, you're an attendee of the first ever 11 Australia Disruptor Conference in Los Angeles last year. Tell us about that experience for you and what made it so different to a typical brand retreat or brand conference.
Oh man, that was a blast. I mean, hanging out with the guys from 11 Australia and the team, it was a great time. I mean, compared to other distributor retreats that I've been on, 11 was really different. It was more intimate than any other retreat that we've been on as consultants, and being able to ask questions in a smaller forum and having that not necessarily board meeting time and the after time to really relate with the other people that work with the company and troubleshoot different ideas and different suggestions that we think will help the brand progress. It was really nice and intimate, I would say, is the key. Hanging out with Joey and Andrew, you don't get to see the creative and ambassador creative people of the brands normally. You get to see them on pictures and videos of them putting stuff out, but to really spend one-on-one time with them, I mean, that was incredible.
Man, I've got to tell you how much your input meant to all of us at the brand. What do we have? There was only 10 of you there, mate. Yeah, I think there was 10 from memory. And, you know, that's really intimate that we just wanted to keep it that small. But when the retreat was wrapped up, I mean, we had days worth of conversation after that, really thinking about and deep diving all of that great information that came from you and the other disruptors. And I mean, I think we're going to look back on that particular disruptors conference in years to come and be like, wow, like, you know, will we ever get an opportunity like that again? Because that was special. And just love to hear that you had such a good time, and it was awesome to have you there, man. And you deserved it. You've been doing such a good job for so long, and let's look forward to the next one, hey?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, whether it's this year coming or the following year, I'm definitely excited, and I hope we can do it again soon.
So, Ian, would you definitely suggest those DSCs out there who are just tinkering on the borderline in terms of moving into that disruptor list top 10? Would you definitely suggest that it's worth every moment of their time trying to get up in that top 10 to be there for the next one?
I would, Mark. I mean, to be able to have a seat and talk with, I mean, not only Joe and Andrew and yourself and the rest of the team, but be able to have a voice and tell them on the front lines, I mean, this is what salons are looking for. This is what this brand does well, and this is what the brand can really exceed moving forward with. It's really exciting to have a voice and be a big part in where this brand's going. I mean, I feel like I'm listened to, and as a DSC, how often do you really get to say that? It's amazing to really be a part of the growth of not only what I think is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing brand that's out there right now, but one of the most powerful ones that anybody can relate with. I mean, it's young, it's fresh. They have everything going for them. I mean, everybody says it's a wave, and this wave is not even close to the peak of where it's going to go. So it's exciting to be a part of.
That's awesome, mate. Yeah, I agree. The wave is only just getting started, particularly over in your neck of the woods there. In the Australian market, we're coming up 8 years in the game now, and I still feel like we're only just getting started here. You guys are only a few years in. So yeah, I tell you what, some really good times to come. But mate, that Disruptors Conference was amazing. Miley, obviously, you only just missed out on that because you were so new to Beauty Solutions at the time. However, you have climbed that ladder so fast. I mean, you've been in the top 5 11 Australia North American disruptors for the last 2 quarters now, and you're growing literally every single week. What's driving you to continue climbing that ladder?
Well, not only do I love to win, you know, I'm very competitive against my own self and within my own company. I'm a numbers person. I do often love, you know, when 11 sends those monthly and quarterly updates on our numbers. I really like to see myself at the top. For some reason, it just drives me to even go stronger and maintain that. So I think that's important as a DSC, is you got to have that self drive to want to succeed and win it, you know, in any brand that you sell. You can't, again, it has to be brand balance within your own brands that you're offering to your salons, not just within the salon of a brand balance. But I do just love to succeed with the line, especially because it's a newer brand on our portfolio. Also, you know, I just think that it's driving me is just inspiring my salons and seeing them inspired. It really goes full circle. When I'm in the salon, I like to go in and kind of merchandise the shelves, redo it, and give them a fresh look. I love to make sure that all the stylists have station products on their shelves, you know, offering those stylist station kits that we have through 11. I think that's a nice little benefit to get that more one-on-one time with the stylist to make sure that they know that, like, hey, you got to have these on your shelf, you know, like, what do you want? What do you love? Let's get this on your shelf, you know, because, you know, you have the whole brand up here up front. So that's really important. Also making sure their back bar is fully stocked. You know, I always talk with the salon owner and, all right, well, you're out of this and this, you know, we got to have that on. You know, oh yeah, I forgot about, okay. Just those little reminders, because you really can't recommend a product if you don't use it on the client's hair. I always kind of reiterate that, and that helps. You know, I like to invite stylists to complimentary education that we have going on. You know, I have my whole list organized, even with little individual suites or stylists that are interested in more education. I always put out the text or the phone calls and let them know, hey, I got this class going on. Can you make it? And they love that. Whether they can make it or not, it just shows that they're being felt important and that I'm listening to them, and it keeps them driving and loving the brand. Again, it's just, you know, word of mouth. You make a few salons super stoked about it and they're going to tell other people, and they are all intertwined in the industry. So that really makes a big difference too. So I did want to add in that the 11 Stockist program, the buy 11, get one free, that's major. I try to push a lot of my salons to do that. Not only does it stock them up with 11 of that one product for usually lasts about a month, but they get that one extra product that's great for their station product. Sometimes I can fine tune all of my orders and their orders into just the buy 11, get one free. Then they can really see how much they're selling of that a month, as opposed to just the few here and few there. Like, stock up, make this look like a real store, like a boutique. It really makes a difference for the shopping experience, and to know that you have a plenty on hand and that free product.
Miley, love that. You are so dialed into everything the brand is offering, everything the brand is doing. Ian, you better watch out, mate. She's not at the top like you yet, but she's coming for you. So,
I feel it. It's coming.
Yeah, I love it, Miley. Love everything you said. Just want to make a shout out to something you did say regarding just taking the effort and the time to re-merchandise the product shelving. There's probably a few people listening right now who are going, yeah, I actually do that a lot. I think it's such a great thing to do as a sales consultant to take the time to do that for our salons. But we have an amazing promotion happening at the moment with the 11 in Salon Love. And Miley, I've seen a few of your salons and Ian's as well come through on that particular hashtag. But you know, there's an amazing prize up for grabs right now. We've got monthly prizes, and then we've got a yearly prize where both the sales consultant and the salon owner of the particular salon, if you win, you can win a $5,000 travel trip to Australia, both the sales consultant as well as the salon owner, which would just be amazing. All you've got to do is just get your shelves looking absolutely amazing. Take a phenomenal photo of your 11 Australia product display in your space and just hashtag 11 in Salon Love and hashtag 11 Australia on Instagram, and you're going to be in the running. And with a prize like that, both as the DSC and also as a salon owner, why wouldn't you have a crack? So yeah, love that you're doing that, Miley, and we see your salons coming through. So thanks so much.
Yeah, totally. I'm excited about that. I'm pushing my salons to make it look as beautiful as possible and fully stocked up. And I think that's an amazing opportunity. So really exciting stuff you guys are offering.
Yeah, thank you. Now, Ian, I'm sure there's a lot of salespeople listening who know how good 11 Australia is, but they just haven't taken the plunge on learning enough about the brand to be comfortable presenting it. What advice would you give to those people?
The first thing I would say is get out of your comfort zone. I mean, it's easy to learn the products and read the brand book and go onto the file sharing app. And it's not difficult to be able to really be the master of your craft. I mean, being uncomfortable and presenting, the more times you fail, the more times you'll be able to learn and grow and be able to be a master of your craft and know the brand and the story. I mean, Miracle itself, you can put that in somebody's hands, and I mean, finding somebody that doesn't fall in love with that product, I guarantee you to send them my way, because they're not out there. It's such an amazing product. It's such an amazing brand. Everything that this brand has going for it, it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sell, and doing your homework. It's just getting into the nitty gritty of it and learning what this brand's all about. And you'll be surprised on how well you really do if you just put it out there and present it.
So true. I mean, practice makes perfect. The first time you go out and kick a soccer ball, you know, it may not go so well for you, but if you start doing that every day and then every week, by the end of the month, you're actually doing pretty well. it's no different to presenting a new brand. You know, the first time may not go as you hoped, but as you progress, you're going to get asked more questions. You're going to have to do a bit more research and come back with the answers to your salon owners. But that's okay. And they're okay with that. You know, if your follow-up's good and you get them those answers as soon as you can, you're learning as you go all the time. I love what you said there, Ian. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And Gabe Ormando, in a previous episode, I think it was episode 7 from memory, spoke a lot about that. It's so true. Just get out of your comfort zone, give it a crack, and you will get better and you will learn more. But there's no question this is a brand worth learning about, because salons that take it on just do so well with it. Salons make more money. Their clients are happier, and you guys are happier too, because, you know, we're making money for everyone. So love that, Ian. Thank you. I want to ask some, I'm going to call these quick fire questions. And Miley, I might start with you actually. What I'm looking for here, I just want you to respond with the first thing that comes to mind for you. I'm going to ask you four questions and then we'll move on to Ian. So Miley, what's your favorite thing about the brand?
I'd say my favorite thing about the brand is it's easy to understand. Bottom line, simplicity.
What's your favorite product in the range?
Oh, Keep My Color Blonde shampoo and treatment for sure. That's my saving grace.
What's your favorite campaign done by the brand?
I'd say the Byron Bay campaign. I'm an ocean chick. I love seeing those ocean scenes. Beautiful.
And what's your favorite reason from the 11 Reasons to Love 11?
I'd say the give back program that 11 does with Hagar that helps the victims of human trafficking, supports them into a career of hairdressing. I think that's a really wonderful thing. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. On that note too, we actually did an 11 Australia podcast with the CEO of Hagar. And if you haven't heard that, I highly recommend checking that out, because that is a reason that resonates with so many people. And the amount of detail we got on Hagar and what they do with Style for Life, it's just next level. So get in there and have a listen if you haven't already. Miley, thank you. All right, Ian, over to you. Mate, what's your favorite thing about the brand?
For me, it's the fact that anybody can fall in love with it. I mean, gender, age, demographic, it's universal. This is a universal brand that anybody can fall in love with.
What's your favorite product in the range?
For me, it's, of course, Miracle. Miracle is by far the home run hitter of the line, so Miracle.
What's your favorite campaign done by the brand?
I absolutely agree with Miley with Byron Bay, but I will say the denim campaign with all the diversity and all the beautiful imagery from that campaign, that is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Remix, that was really cool. What's your favorite reason from the 11 Reasons to Love 11?
For me, it's the first one. It's the fresh approach, and hair care doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to work. That's the one thing that sticks with me through and through, and that's how the brand does so well for me. It's not complicated. It works.
Man, it's so true. And now that I think about it, you've just mentioned that so much during our time on this conversation. And I mean, a lot of brands in the market are very, very complicated to understand what they do. And you have to read the fine print to work out what hair type to use it on. But, you know, the fresh approach and how simple we've made 11, it really is a standout strong point for the brand. So love that you brought that up again, Ian. Thank you. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here in a second, guys. But first, I just want to go to you, Miley. What would you like to say to all of the wonderful salon owners and stylists that work with you and Sell 11 Australia?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thanks for trusting me. Thank you for giving 11 Australia a chance. Thanks for just diving in and really getting inspired and having that faith. I know everybody out there is loving it, and there's no regrets, no unhappy customers. And I know that even their clients are loving their products too. You know, there's repeat purchases. So that's something that's really, you know, there's no complaints. It's a win-win. So thank you so much for going on this journey with me. Appreciate everybody.
And Ian, what would you like to say to all your wonderful salon owners and stylists that work with you and Sell 11 Australia?
I mean, I have to agree with Miley. It's just thank you to all the salon owners out there that really take the time to believe in a brand that's new, that's different, that's young, that is out there to make a difference. And that's all that we can ask for salons, is to make a difference out there. And they're the people that go in and change people's appearances and change how people feel. And for us to be able to go into a salon and give them the power to make people happy and solve people's problems with a solution that is 11 Australia, it's powerful. it's powerful to make a difference in not only the consumer's life, but the salon's life. And without 11 Australia, I mean, you can't do something like that. So thanks 11. And thank you for having us. And thank you, salon owners, for being a part of it.
I love that from both of you. Thank you. Well, Miley and Ian, thank you so much for your time today. It's been awesome. Keep up the great work over there and look forward to chatting again with you both soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Now, I'd like to say a big thanks to Gabe and Jeff from the 11 Australia North American team for working so closely with me on this episode. Love your work, fellas, and keep smashing it out there. Take care. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, we would love it if you could rate and review using either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This will help future listeners discover this podcast faster and easier. Thank you so much and take care.